Welcome back here to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit. I am your host, Tyler Villa, joined along with my co-host, Trent Mast. And we will be diving into Bluffton Athletics, the big thing that all you guys really want to hear. You don't really care about what else is going on, but I think it's cool to incorporate what's going on and get our takes on what's going on outside of the world of sports in Bluffton. So before we discuss the volleyball game on Wednesday and then football coming up, the HGAC released, I think it was the 25th, so earlier this week, they released the 2018 preseason poll for both the men's and women's basketball teams. For the men, and the how they have rankings set for the men goes Rose finishing as the top dog in the conference. You got Transy at 2, Hanover at 3, Anderson at 4, Mount St. Joseph at 5, Franklin at 6, Bluffton at 7. So they have us at a better ranking than what they did last year. Last year they had us second to the bottom. You got Earlham at 8, Defiance at 9, and Manchester at the bottom of the conference. For the women, Rose again at the top, Transy at 2, Hanover at 3. The weird thing is, as I was looking at these, the top three teams for both men and women are the exact same. Bluffton's at 4 for the women, Franklin at 5, MSJ at 6, Earlham at 7, Manchester at 8, Defiance at 9, and Anderson at 10. The one thing that will be interesting to see what happens, and we'll discuss this here in the weeks to come once we start talking more about basketball, is who is going to fill in on the women's side with Casey Rowell and Macy Shearer both graduating, or they both graduated, with Macy being the top all-time scorer in Bluffton women's basketball history. Mm-hmm. Casey at number 3. Who are they going to have to fill in to be one of their leading scorers? I mean, you got TJ Mills, who is an excellent point guard, but she's a good scorer, don't get me wrong. She's a good basketball player all around, to be honest. Yeah. But I don't know. It's been a while since I've actually seen TJ play, but the women's team in general struggled with threes. They would just chuck threes up and just hit the back of the iron and go out. That's my question. You don't have to answer it right now, but just to think about, who out of the women that they bring back, who's going to fill in? That's the only thing. And because, I mean, you got Brianna Graham, who had a pretty good year last year, coming off the bench, being that backup point guard to TJ. I mean, you got Jensen Crane, who's also another guard. She's a junior this year. You got Kylie Brock, who didn't get to see much playing time varsity-wise for the Beavers. I mean, you got LJ coming back, who, before her injury, she was pretty good. You got Maddie Huffman, Nora Heminger, Heidi Craddock, who were key players there for the Beavers last year. But that's the thing. Who out of all these girls I just mentioned and the rest who are on the team, who's going to step into that role and be the next Macy or be the next Casey? And I guess we'll find out once they start playing and getting games going.
It'd be part of the excitement.
It would be. Because it's the same question for the men. I mean, who's going to step in and take that spot that Kevin Christie left from graduation last year? And that'll be the most interesting thing moving on, and how Jared Whitling is physically to be back on the court after he injured, I think it was his ACL last year. Because I know he played like 9 games and then he was done for the year. And
something in his leg.
Yeah, it was something in his leg and his knee. So that's it for Beaver basketball. So what we have for right now, volleyball, our volleyball team, they swept Hanover in the HCAC tournament opener on Wednesday. They snapped a string of 3 straight losses when they beat Hanover in 3 straight sets, 26-24, 25-17, and 21-15. With the victory over the Panthers, Bluffton is back in familiar territory as the Beavers return to the Heartland Conference semifinal round for the 6th straight season.
Impressive.
That is very impressive. Bluffton trailed by as many as 5 points in the opener before the Halloween-clad student section started to exert its might. Now, I saw some photos. That student section was packed.
Yeah, I was in the student section on Wednesday.
Now, you're dressed as the Joker, right?
Yeah. I mean, I had to stay with Batman Joker. I mean, Batman's my favorite superhero, so I had to go as his arch nemesis. But that's why my voice is a little, like...
Scratchy,
and I mean, it's still coming back a little bit, because we were young, we were screaming, we were making a ruckus, but...
Right. I mean,
all in good fun.
I wish I was there, because I only got to see, like, two sets of these Lady Beavers play, but I went with Courtney up to BG. She has some family up there, and we went trick-or-treating with her cousins. But
fun.
It was pretty fun. But I mean, that's the first time I've seen that student section, other than when we host Defiance for basketball in the Sommer Center. That packed.
It was packed.
It was insane, dude.
There's like no room to move. But
I mean, that's how you want a student section. You want it piled in. You just want to be loud.
Yeah.
Loud. The home team was still down by two, 24 to 22, when a block by sophomores Remy Bauer and Sarah Heidinger fueled a 4-0 Bluffton spurt that clinched set one as Jessica Lavelle served the final 3 points. Heidinger powered the Beavers to a convincing 25-17 win in set two on the strength of three kills and an ace. Senior Aaron Weisgarber made history late in the set when she doled out career assist 4,276, eclipsing Jane Miller for the most assists in Bluffton University volleyball history. Wow. Congratulations to you, Aaron Weisgarber. She now stands number one with 4,284 career assists. Yeah.
That is a lot.
Yeah. The Beavers were well on their way to needing a fourth set, down 16-9, when the tide started to turn. Four serves apiece by seniors Bethany Martini and Courtney Zimfer pulled Bluffton within a point at 18-17. A Weisgarber hammer followed by four Abby Rohrbach serves put Bluffton up 23-21 before the senior signal caller dialed up her own number again with back-to-back kills and a 25-21 clincher for the 3-0 sweep. Martini paced the front line with 12 kills, an ace, and 6 digs. Bauer added 9 putaways while Weisgarber showed her versatility with 30 assists, 7 kills, 7 digs, and 2 blocks. Senior Jesse Gibson added 5 kills without an error. Heidinger finished with 5 kills, 4 blocks, 1 ace, and a dig. Excuse me. Zimfer fired 3 aces to go along with her 4 assists and 7 digs. Freshman Brooke Clement led the team with 17 digs and 2 kills. Warbach was also in double figures with 11 digs and an ace. Bluffton now moves into the HCAC tournament semifinal round, where the Beavers will lock horns with the number one seed and tournament host Transylvania tomorrow, Saturday, November 3rd. The first serve from Lexington, Kentucky is slated for 2 o'clock, with the number three seed Earlham taking on the number two seed Rose Holman in the other semifinal at 5. So I don't know if once those two semis are done, if they'll play the final after, or if they'll play the final on Sunday. I would assume Sunday.
I think that's how it goes. I would assume they wouldn't start.
Yeah, I wouldn't think they'd knock it all out on Saturday. I think they'd play the two semis tomorrow at Transy, and then the final two plays Sunday at like 2 o'clock or something like that. But the big question, though, for the Beavers, and the key thing to remember, is Bluffton lost at home here in the Sommer Center on October 14th to Transy in 4 sets, 3-1. How will the Beavers handle that pressure in Transy's gym?
I mean, because I was there on Wednesday, so I saw the games. I saw all the games. And even when we were down in that third set, we still rallied together and still eventually put the game away.
Yeah.
And honestly, they looked really, really good.
Yeah.
I mean, just reading this, you can see they had a lot of people do a lot of different things. So just, I mean, if they play, I believe if they play how they played on Wednesday, tomorrow, I think they'll pull it out. I think they'll win.
Hopefully. And I'm not trying to, like, be negative and say that I don't think it's going to happen. I know it could happen. I mean, our volleyball team's pretty solid. They just got to get over that pressure of being at Transy, having that home court advantage and wanting to win. And if they have that will to win, they'll do it.
Yeah, I feel like in a way, I mean, Transy came in and they beat us at our home court. So
it's the revenge game.
Yeah, it's the revenge game. Going to their home court, they're hosting the tournament, going to their court and beating them, that's just, I don't know, for me that would be like...
That would be some sweet revenge.
Sweet revenge, and that's kind of like a statement. Like, we came here to play.
Yeah, we came here to win, not just to play, but to win. Not win this game, but to win the whole freaking thing.
Yeah.
So, Trent and I both wish Coach Yarnell and the rest of this volleyball team the best, and I mean the best of luck this weekend in the HCAC Championships. So, football is our next topic here for Beaver Athletics. They are the only team also playing this weekend. Cross country has this weekend off, as they'll be in the regional meet next week. But football, they are coming off a 13-0 shutout at Anderson last weekend. Zach Nobis. See, the one thing that confuses me, I looked at the play-by-play, like, analysis on that thing, and it said Nobis started the game. From what we were told, it sounded like Plummy started, he got hurt, and then Nobis came in. So I don't know what really happened, but Nobis, though, had a pretty solid game. He had an 8-yard scramble for a touchdown, and in the third quarter, he had a 46-yard bomb to Adam Duncan for a score as well. He did throw two interceptions, but one of them, I mean, it doesn't matter because it was at the end of the first half, and that's what ended the first half.
And part of that is Nobis is a freshman, and that was his first
full varsity game.
So, I mean, he's still, you're always going to be nervous going into the game, but as a freshman going into your first time playing the varsity game, it's different. So, I mean, little nerves, and it's just a different, he had to adapt a little bit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for his first game, we won.
Yeah.
He played well. So, I don't know if Plummy is still hurt or what that is, but he's still hurt.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
But if Nobis comes in and plays this weekend, I mean, just see what he can do.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, our football team is traveling to play the top dog in the conference, Franklin. Franklin is sitting at 7-1 overall, 6-0 in the HCAC. Franklin, though, will rely on their heavy upper-class roster on both offense and defense. And I was trying to look at a little bit before the show, like, there is no underclassmen really. I didn't really get to see their offensive line, how that is matched up. But they have a junior quarterback who's just balling out. They have two senior wide receivers. I think the running back is a junior, and he's having a great year. And they're going up against, I'm a little biased, but saying I think our defense is one of the top defenses in the conference. So defensively for us, that will be a pretty good matchup. Offensively, yes, we did win 13-0 last week, but we have still been struggling.
Yeah.
Looking at all the stats, so I have Plummy's stats here from him starting this season, well, filling in as the starter with Brandon Cote going out first play of the game of the first game. Plummy is at 60. He has 68 completions on 146 attempts for a 46.6 completion percentage. He has 932 passing yards, 133.1 yards per game. He has 8 touchdowns and 13 picks. Nobis, yes, as we said, really one complete game as a freshman. So he has 17 completions on 34 attempts for a 50% completion rating or percentage. He has 171 yards, 57 yards per game, 2 touchdowns and 2 picks. Looking at those stats, I guess I don't know how to word this. With our two quarterback options, and I mean, both are pretty good. Plummy's just been struggling a little bit, and every quarterback and every football player, I mean, every player in general has their days where they struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you want to roll with tomorrow? knowing that you have Defiance next week and Defiance is at the bottom of the conference?
Well, for me, I think if Plemy is
healthy,
I would probably go with him just because
experience.
He has more experience in the game.
And that's what I'm thinking too, because
Franklin is, as you said, the top dog in the conference. So, I mean, more experience, I would probably want him on the field just because of more.
Or would you do like a split shares depending. Between both? Because Plumlee brings the athleticism. Nobis has the cannon for an arm. And
yeah, maybe if you split time, or if you start one, and if they're not producing, if they're not doing what you want or you expect them to do, then you just switch it out, see if the team picks up some momentum.
Right, because both of these guys are great players. They're great guys in general. And it's hard to really pick, but I think you roll with Plumlee just because
his experience.
But also, like, I kind of like the dual threat quarterback type thing.
Yeah.
Because I know last year Plumlee came in, or did he come in as like a receiver? There was a couple plays last year during last season where Plumlee threw a ball, but he was in a wide receiver formation. I don't know. I can't remember.
Kind of like a little flea flicker
wildcat type thing. And if, because Plumlee has speed, and if you can utilize that, and with Nobis's arm, that'd be a good connection. But we'll find out tomorrow. Hopefully, whoever gets to start has a pretty good day. I mean, it's gonna be a struggle though, and I'm not saying
it's gonna be a fight.
It's gonna be a fight. It's gonna be a dog fight. Because Franklin's for real. Their defense is pretty solid, and our defense is pretty solid. The offense, there's still some holes that need filling, but we've turned things around since the start of the season, and I really like where we are right now. The record doesn't show, but I like how we're playing now. I mean, it's not like I haven't liked it. I like our play, but it'll be a good game to watch for sure. Mm-hmm. And if you can make that drive to Franklin, I'd suggest it. Go out and support the Beavers, or drive to Rose or Transy, support the Volleyball Beavers, or whatever. Yeah. Drive somewhere and support our Beavers,
or watch the live feed.
That too.
If you can't drive, watch the live feed.
Before we wrap up, I do want to list all the matchups football wise in the conference. So we got Anderson at Mount St. Joseph, Defiance at Earlham, will be at Franklin, and then Rose will be at Hanover. I know we're a little past our off-air time, but is there anything you would like to mention before we wrap up the show?
Honestly, just with our volleyball team in the conference tournament right now, just the best of luck to them. Hoping they get that win the conference. Mm-hmm. And then with our football team, just go out there and play.
Yeah. Yeah, just don't. The big thing is, like, I know we won the turnover battle last week against Anderson, but don't get your heads down.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's going to make it worse, getting your heads down and not wanting to go out there to play. Go out there and give it your all and leave it out on the field. Like, leave everything out on the field and give it 110%. So that wraps up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us on Monday. Check out our previous podcasts. Search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play the WIT 96.1 podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TheBeaverDam961. For more stories and information, check out our website, BlufftonWIT.com, and subscribe. This has been Tyler Revilla, joined along with Trent Mast, and we thank you for listening to 96.1 The WIT.
Roll Beave.